You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I want to talk about something with you regarding my sister-in-law. Rachel's come up on the show a few times. She's interesting. She lives, let's just say she lives west of Denver.
Okay.
Don't want to say where she lives? That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
She doesn't live in Denver. Anyway, she had an interesting question for Gretchen. She said, is there something wrong with me? Because since I've known her, and I've known her for years and years now, she has been a single woman. She was married in her younger days, but she's been single forever. And she wants to know, Jeremy, if there's something wrong with her, because she has zero interest, even after all these years, of being in a relationship. She's okay with the idea of going out on dates every once in a while and doing that. And I think she, I don't know, it seems like she wants to want a relationship. Does that make sense?
Right.
She wants to want one, but she can't bring herself to want one. And she wants to know if there's something wrong with her. Now, let's clear something, because I'd love to open the phones on this and let this be a little, I don't know, a little forum for people to talk about. There's a big difference between not wanting to be in a relationship and being bitter about, you know, relationships, and being bitter about the people you've dated, or being bitter about the opposite sex.
She just has no interest.
It's like
people that have the, you know, no instinct to be a parent. So they have no, they don't want to have kids, or, I don't know. Is it similar to somebody who just never wants to have a pet? You know, there's just no interest there, maybe.
Yeah.
Is it kind of similar to that? You just don't have time for it.
I think you're probably not far off.
You have different priorities, maybe.
And here's the thing. We're talking about an attractive woman, successful, funny. I mean, she's got a grown son from, you know, when she was young.
So she's
been married. She has a son who's just got out of college.
So there's two been there, done that's for her, basically. Okay. I've done that. I've been there.
And so she's got all the stuff going for her that, you know, that she's obviously a catch. She's a successful businesswoman, attractive, fun, all that stuff. But she's like, what's wrong with me that I don't even want this at all?
She just doesn't have, she's not wired like that, I guess.
Do we have people listening right now who are in this boat? Or maybe you have a sibling who is like this, and they've talked to you about it. We're going to throw the phones open on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Now, obviously, the correct answer is no, there's nothing wrong with her. If that's what she wants, that's what she wants.
You don't need to be attached to somebody to, you know, be fulfilled.
But I can see why in her mind she's puzzled, because she sees, you know, you look around, and what do we do in society, right? We bestow all this joy upon, you know, matchmaking and finding the love of your life, you know.
And they make all these movies. Yes, you're sitting alone at the coffee shop gazing at everybody else in there that has a date or a significant other, you know, and you're like, oh, I want to do that. But it's not like she's going out on dates and she's trying. She's just not feeling it.
I think she's trying. Again, she's trying to try.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just hasn't met the right person, Dom.
I know. See, that's what I
See,
thought.
You told me about some of the duds that she's gone out with.
Yeah,
you know,
but in the
We've
first
talked about it.
But in the first few years, my thought was the same thing. She hasn't met the right person. Now that I've known her for 7 years, I think she's one of those people who is maybe even better off. And she doesn't want to admit that, right? She wants to say to Gretchen, hey, there must be something wrong with me, because I don't want to be in a relationship ever. And yet, maybe I think there's some people that are just better that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So here she is, a successful in business woman, attractive, in good shape, funny, fun. And yet she's like, I just want no relationship.
Just not feeling it.
She's like, is there something wrong with me? And so, I don't know, our phone's kind of lit up over this. Hey, Andy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
We're good.
It's a great day. So, what do you know about this subject?
So, I have a really good friend. In fact, she was my maid of honor. She was married a long time ago, but she, you know, just like the person you're describing, she's very attractive, she's funny, she's got a great sense of humor, she's very successful in her career. But, you know, relationships take a lot of work. And she likes the idea that when she wants to pick up and go, she can. She doesn't have to, you know, take anybody else's feelings into consideration. If there's something she wants to do, she goes out with friends when she wants, you know, companionship. She dates every now and then. It's not that she's turned off to the idea of, you know, if something were to happen, but she just doesn't look for it. It's not something she needs to fulfill her life.
I think Rachel sounds dreamy.
I think Rachel has been looking, but because maybe of societal pressure, if that makes sense.
Sure, like she feels like she's got to do this.
Yeah, you know, everyone in her family is married. You know, they're
settled
down.
Is it one of those things where everyone's always asking her, why aren't you with somebody? Why aren't you married? Why aren't you, you know?
I don't think people need that kind of pressure on them, Andy.
Andy's friend, it's like other things are more important in their life than you know, your career, your friends.
That's absolutely true. And her family does. I mean, she hears it from her friends, too. And it's like, you know, you're such a great catch. How come nobody has landed you? And the reality is, she says, you know, if there's somebody out there and it happens, it'll happen. But she's got no desire to actively look for that because she's content.
She's got no baggage following her around, Andy. That's the best part. There's no baggage. Yeah.
And I think what she's doing is the healthiest approach of all. You know, she's not some prize in a contest. You know, I always kind of cringe when people say that, you know, especially if they say that, if they say it to a guy, all right, but if they say it to a woman, hey, you're a real catch, you know, why aren't you with someone? It's like, she's not some prize that you win at a freaking carnival, you know, so where did we get that idea?
Yep. That's funny.
Stupid.
I think, you know, that's just from long ago. Are we still stuck in that generational thing where women should be married?
Yeah. I think you might be right. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, I think it's a healthy approach. Jenny, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I've been in a relationship for 20 years, Jenny. A long time.
What do you say, Jenny?
Well, I am happily single. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I have never looked for anybody else to fulfill my life. I have had my share of boyfriends, for sure. But, you know, they just want to spend my money. And, you know, for me, I like to travel. I like to be independent. I can come and go as I please. And, you know, I've been very fulfilled with my life, and I am very happy where I am. And I don't need a man to fulfill that. I have a lot of friends. I love to do dinner parties. I've been halfway around the world. And you know what? I am happy where I am. And
I want to hang out with you, Jenny. I want to hang out with you.
But she doesn't want to hang out with you.
No, we're just hanging out. We're not making out.
I'm just kidding.
No, we don't have to make out. I'll make cocktails. I'll make food. We'll have a fire in the fire pit.
Yes, fire and food and Jenny.
Oh, that's great. Jenny, we got to run. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with Rachel.
All right.
Nothing wrong.
We got your vote.
I like it.
Awesome.
Linda wants to get a word in. Hi, Linda. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
You get to put the cherry on top here. What do you want to say?
Well, I am that person that people always say, how are you single? Why are you single? And I was married for 16 years to a wonderful man. We parted friends, been divorced now for 18 years. And I feel the same way as your friend, though. I should want to be in a relationship, but I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm so good, and I totally get where she's coming from, because maybe it is society feels like you have to do that. You've been divorced a really long time, and you have to get married again. Mm. And if it happens, it happens. I really believe that, too. If it happens, it happens.
But right now, you can watch whatever show you want to watch. Mm-hmm. You can go to bed when you want. Mm-hmm. You can eat what you want. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl.
That's right. I got the whole bed to myself.
Oh, you can starfish it in bed.
Absolutely.
Oh, we appreciate you, Linda.
I don't think there's anything wrong, but I feel for her.
Oh, Linda, thank
you. For
you.
Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
You too. I had a feeling we were going to hear these exact messages, and I'm glad.
Yes,
I just like
right.
the way it. I just like the way it sounds, you know?
It's feels
like,
good hearing that.
Stop feeling like you're missing out. You're living the life you want to live.
That's right.
And screw everybody else if they don't like it, right?